The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday to you. Yep, bright and shiny here, 11:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are. Yep, Tuesday Child is full of grace. Yeah, right. All right. We have a grace period. It's called keeping us on the air through the end of the year. We got to get to that 25th year. And we appreciate that. We're just now getting word in about the Hunter Biden verdict. Jill Biden apparently flew in from wherever. And Mrs. Hunter verdict. Let's see what's going on here, because we're getting news channels blasting across our screen here. Guilty verdict. This is what they're saying. Hunter's guilty verdict after entering courthouse too late. Let's see what they got him on here. She's been, of course, wasting tax dollars. I mean, what was it, $400-something thousand? $435,000 flying from Paris to, oh my gosh. President's son was charged. Let's see. We got to go down here in a list here. Jury in Delaware found Hunter Biden guilty on 3 felony gun charges. That's all 3 of them. All 3 felony counts. Tried to possess a gun while using narcotics, pleaded not guilty. Jury started deliberations yesterday afternoon, deliberated for 3 hours before returning the verdict. So all 3, he could be sentenced. 2 of the counts carry maximum prison sentences of 10 years each, while the 3rd is a maximum of 5 years. So he could be, under the federal sentencing guideline recommendations, he could be sentenced to over a year in prison, but the judge could sentence him to more or less time. Each count also carries a maximum fine of $250,000. They have not set a sentencing date yet, but he's been found guilty on all 3 counts. 2 of the counts accused him of having completed a form falsely indicating he was not using drugs when he bought a Colt Cobra revolver in October of 18. The 3rd count alleged he possessed a firearm while using a narcotic. So now, of course, NBC News, you know, everybody else is all, you know, boo-hooing over this whole thing. And, of course, then people are saying, oh, Biden could... he could pardon his son. Now, what kind of nonsense would that be if he turned around and pardoned his son? Well, that would look worse than nepotism, wouldn't it? That would look like, you know, it would be contradictory for you're not above the law. That would be contradictory, wouldn't it? So maybe they should just, you know, they're going to try to, on the day of sentencing, Hunter will have to allocute, and the judge, if he gives him probation, I'm going to be pissed. I don't know about you, but that news just came in. So I just thought I'd let you know that. We did not have anything in the news, and so when I saw that, see, we have news flashes coming across the screen here at Broadcast Central a lot. And so, you know, when we see something, we can reach up and grab it. So now you know. Found guilty on all 3 counts. This, of course, all is brought to you by the Power Mall, which is open right now at 877-817-9829. We have added another special. 10% off head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. The sale prices are marked on thepowermall.com. Perry A. will be joining us at the top of next hour. We have 10% off of OptiVita products. The sale prices are also marked on the website on thepowermall.com. And if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice. And the discount automatically applies at checkout when you spend more than $300, all right? Now, here's the thing. Power Mall is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And if you are calling and you don't get an answer, leave a message so we can call you back. We're on another line helping a customer out, right? Now, here's the other thing that we've explained about Strauss Naturals and North American Urban Spice. The reason we're doing this deal and we can't offer discounts is because we're taking less of a remuneration for your referral fee. And we encourage you not to go buying from the website directly, but to buy through the Power Mall because everything is drop shipped. And we're basically putting it all together. So you're not paying all these. I mean, you're going to just pay for everything once through the Power Mall and not have, you know, because people have been, you know, grimacing over the shipping costs and whatnot. And we're going to combine everything. So when you call up and you place your order, we'll handle it for you. Okay. That easy. 877-817-9829. If you have questions, Phil in Florida, we appreciate you donating through the website on the 11th. That would be today. Folks, you can do that. The Buy Me a Coffee. You can be a residual donator. You can do what Kevin does and save up your dollar bills and send them all in when you get a big wad of them. Anything to help keep us on the air. We don't want to end up like GCN. And we certainly, I mean, did you see how many programs GCN lost? How many people are not on GCN? I mean, there were well over a dozen programs that aren't going to be on GCN anymore because they closed down on Sunday, May 5th. No longer on shortwave, and they're gone. They were gone. So, you know, if you want us to stay on the air and continue the show and continue getting the truth out, we appreciate your donations, especially shopping at the Power Mall, shopping through our partners tabs, supporting our partners, U.S. Coin Capital. Fred Deshefsky standing by. If you've got some money that you want to separate from your savings and you want to invest in junk silver, which I do right here. See junk silver right here? This is a Franklin half dollar. Oh, yeah, the sound of silver when it hits the desk. You got to love it. Fred is very knowledgeable. He's got 40 years in the gold and silver coin industry, especially in numismatics. So get a hold of him, 800-878-2646, and do us a big favor and tell him we sent you. And, of course, go to thepowerhour.com, click on the partners tab, and that's the best way to buy from our partners, and you can call and let us know what's going on. Let us know you bought so we can get credit. Jason Shepard is a fentanyl expert. And he is going to teach us how to get, no, we're not going to, he's not going to teach us how to get high off fentanyl. you were wondering where I was going to go with that. No, he's talking about Biden gaslighting Americans with this pretend border executive order and how many Americans are going to die because of the open border policy. Now, this is where I have told people food, guns, ammo, and I'm hearing it. A lot of people are calling me up. A lot of people I talk to locally here in the back channels are stocking up. And every time the ATF or somebody comes out with some sort of BS order out there, everybody goes to the gun store and starts buying up ammo. Seriously. And I know a lot of places, oh, you got to get a register. You got to show your driver's license. We want to know how many rounds you bought. Yeah, you want to buy 5,000 rounds? It's like, let's see. Think about it logically. If they come, if the black SUVs roll up to your door like they did at Brian Malinowski's house, there was 10 vehicles that rolled up there, weren't, you know, Little Rock Police and all these other people, show up out there in Chenal Valley, which is a subdivision that Brian Malinowski's home was at, and they put a, they tape his Ring doorbell so he can't see out, and he'd have cameras around the house. Because we would have thought that ATF was going to show up and bust in your front door unannounced with no body cams and put a bullet in your head 57 seconds later. Who thought they would do that? So you got to ask yourself a question. You got ATF coming through the front door, unidentified. You see them in the dark. You don't know who they are. How many rounds do you think you can get off? Can you get 5,000 rounds off before they take you out? No, probably not. You see, that's who you got to worry about is the United States government, because these people are murderers. I mean, look at it. Had they responded yet? Had they said anything about what they did to Malinowski? Had they identified the agent that shot him? Had they identified why they didn't enforce the search warrant as such? Did they identify why they had to come in crashing through his front door with no body cams? Have they identified any of it? No. No, their blowhard director got up there and basically gaslighted Congress, making it look like they're doing everything. And the only thing he acknowledged is one of his agents got shot, and he'll be fine. You know, what happens if Malinowski didn't shoot down toward the floor, trying to warn him to get out? What if he actually said, you know what, nuts to this, and opened fire and took out a half dozen of those agents and forced them back out of his house and got into a major firefight? You know, are we ready for this? I mean, you got cameras all around your house now that spy on you as well as people coming to your front door. I mean, how does that work? Now you got all these illegal immigrants coming. What happens when they run out of money and they decide to come pay you a visit at your front door? That's the whole point of what we'll be asking Jason Shepherd when he comes on the show. Moving right along here at 10 after the hour, UN Security Council voted yesterday in favor of a U.S.-led resolution affirming a Gaza ceasefire proposal that Biden announced at the end of last month. 13 members of the 15-member Security Council voted alongside the U.S. delegation. Well, of course, they did. The ceasefire deal could see an end to the fighting, could see an end to the fighting between IDF and Hamas after more than 8 months of combat. As of June 10th, Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry has reported some, this is where we get into this nonsense, 37,124 Palestinians killed and 84,712 injured in the course of the fighting, though the organization doesn't clearly distinguish between combatants and non-combatants. I think that's horse patootie, folks. How did they know exactly to the number that they listed here in these reports? These people in this media are doing nothing but trying to drive a wedge here in America and get everybody's panties in a bunch. This is nuts, folks. The Israeli Prime Minister recently said he would not accept a permanent ceasefire deal that leaves Hamas intact. And he basically went to Biden's proposal. There's your raspberry, because it wouldn't meet the wartime goal. They want to rid the country of Hamas. Good luck with that, because they keep taking the dead ones out and running the new ones in. That's why they got those tunnels. This thing is ongoing, and if they're going to use people as human shields, I mean, this is what Hamas has done. I mean, let's face it. What would you do? Would you use, you know, women and children as a human shield if you were a terrorist? I mean, the ones that blew up and killed 3,000 American citizens at the Twin Towers? I don't hear anybody screaming about that. I don't hear anybody screaming that let's go get Saudi Arabia and turn Riyadh into a nuclear parking lot, because the Saudis clearly were involved. Them and the Bushes. I don't see anybody yelling to string the Bushes up. Oh, but all of this that's going on over there, now we're all yelling about it. See, this is what doesn't make sense, folks. Rope-a-dope, remember that? Sugar Ray Leonard, remember that? He's got you watching one fist while he's punching you with the other one. Oh, this makes a whole lot of sense. We are not paying attention to what's going on in our own backyard. In other world news, the markets are reacting after the far-right EU election surge triggered by shock France vote. Macron is desperately trying to hang on to political power, but it doesn't look like he's going to. The euro, French stocks, and government debt all hurt today as investors assessed whether the far right can repeat their success in the French elections and how much sway far right parties have on the new EU executive. Well, good luck with that. Remains to be seen. The French-German 10-year bond yield gap was 7 basis points wider yesterday, but remains far below the 80 bond yield points. The spread reached in 2017 when Marine Le Pen, now less Eurosceptic or skeptic, vowed to leave the euro. Now she's back in the driver's seat. New Zealand decided they were going to dump this left-wing idea to tax cow burps and farts by the dearly departed Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, the burp and fart tax. I wonder how they're going to enforce something like that. How's that work? Are they going to have monitors sitting in everybody's pasture waiting for the... What are they going to do? See how stupid this is? The government's committed to meeting our climate change obligations without shutting down Kiwi farms, said Agri Minister Todd McClay. It doesn't make sense to send jobs and production overseas while less carbon-efficient countries produce the food the world needs. Oh, gee, somebody finally grew a brain. The New Zealand economy is driven by agriculture, with about 10 million cattle and 25 million sheep roaming the nation's pastures. So you want to go tax animals, gas from burping and farting, really, as a reset ag production to tackle climate change? The chick is a moron. But this is typical of the behavior. Google's plan, by the way, guess what? They're going to attack Canadian journalism now. They're going to distribute $100 million a year to eligible Canadian news organizations, a move set to comply with the Online News Act, which requires tech companies to enter into agreements with news publishers to manage distribution of 100 million to Canadian news outlets, maybe the ones that actually want to report what the left wants and not, you know, what Trudeau wants and not what the people want. The funds are going to be distributed proportionately based on the number of full-time journalists employed by each organization. Amazing. All right, so we've already told you about Hunter Biden found guilty. And he still faces another federal trial starting in September for allegedly avoiding taxes. We told you already about Jill Biden's trip, you know, so mommy can go whine. And, of course, the Democratic National Committee is expected to be providing the reimbursement for the $345,400 in flight cost. This, according to the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. White House should be more transparent about these costs, according to the VP, Demian Brady, so the taxpayers aren't taken for a ride. Yeah, 3,600 miles worth. Just so mommy can go back there and boo-hoo over the guilty verdict. John Fetterman. He and his wife were in a car crash in Maryland Sunday morning, transported to a nearby hospital. We're just now hearing about it. According to reports, he was driving and crashed his vehicle into the back of a Chevy Impala. According to the preliminary investigation, his Chevy Traverse and his Chevy Impala were both traveling west on I-71 for unknown reasons. The Traverse struck the rear of the Impala, according to Maryland State Police. Gee, I wonder if it was road rage. Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? No citations, of course, issued. Fetterman suffered a bruised shoulder. He and his wife were released from the hospital after treatment for minor injuries. Judge Aileen Cannon, a little give and take here. First, she rules against Trump in the classified documents case, but then, you know, because he wanted her to throw out some of the charges against him, but then she ordered one of the paragraphs in the indictment, in the superseding indictment, struck from the case. So, I know you're going, but what was that? You know, Judge Cannon basically said that there were issues with the indictment, but the issues didn't rise to the level of dismissing the additional charges. But Mr. Smith's team indicated a recent hearing that a decision was made to include the paragraph due to federal rules that let prosecutors inform jurors about acts carried out by defendants, even if the acts don't support any particular charges that are brought. Gee, does that sound like the jury instructions in New York? This is not appropriate, Judge Cannon said. The federal rules of criminal procedure contemplate a specific procedure governing attempts to introduce evidence of other crimes, wrongs, or acts, and she ordered the paragraph struck from the indictment. See, they don't get to do what they tried to do in New York, and the judge succeeded in allowing the jury to do. We still have not heard what Judge Merchan is going to do yet. We'll let you know on our broadcast when he makes a decision whether to declare a mistrial. I bet you he's going to find every excuse why not to declare a mistrial. I'll bet you. He's going to figure it out. He's going to punish the juror and punish the cousin that reported it. Oh, yeah. You know that's what's going to happen. He'll probably still stick to his July 11th sentencing date. And I'll tell you what, he better not sentence Trump to jail right before the Republican presidential, RNC in Milwaukee. Because if he does it, that's election interference. That's going to be a problem. He might even have to move the sentencing date to later in the year to accommodate that, because they will be filing all sorts of charges against him to stop Trump. And if he sentences him to appear at, he has to basically be in house arrest for the rest of the year to keep him out of the vote. That is going to literally turn this country upside down. And people are going to react the way that Judge Merchan cannot even imagine. And Trump will win in a landslide, because everybody will know what election interference is all about. And they will make sure, at risk and peril to them, that these bureaus, these ballot centers that are taking in all of these mail-ins and whatever, the polls all over the country, don't get away with anything. They're going to make sure, at great risk to them. You know, it'd be sad that they would have another McMinn County, Tennessee firefight. Remember that? Go look it up. McMinn, McMinn County, Tennessee. Yeah, a bunch of guys that just got out of the service from World War II decided that the sheriff and everybody else was committing ballot fraud, so they surrounded the courthouse fully armed and got in a firefight. Imagine history repeating itself. Imagine that. You see, we're right. We've had it up to here, folks, with all this nonsense. I mean, people are really, they're starting to lose it. Now, just imagine this. Let's say Trump is able to make the debate. RFK Jr. is simultaneously working to get on the ballot in all 50 states and D.C. to meet that June 20th deadline to qualify for the debate, so he can get on stage with Trump and Biden and watch Biden poop himself and stutter. And Trump patting himself on the back. I really wish he would walk back Operation Warp Speed. I really wish he would. He'd get a lot more respect out of the voters if he would just do that. I mean, if you were lied to, President Trump, if you were lied to, at the least you'd have the guts to come out and say, look, I was duped. I put my faith in these people. These people were out to get me. That won't happen again. I will go after Fauci if you elect me. I will see him hang from a rope. You know, I'm just like, God, you got to walk this back, man. To have some common sense here. Tell your advisors to have a little chat. Sit down and figure out an eloquent way to do this, so you gain some more respect from people that are losing faith in you. I know what you went through, sir. I know we don't like it. We see the Banana Republic style behavior out of New Yorkers. I would think that they would have just a little bit more couth than what they have, but apparently not, because they even post on social media. They just couldn't wait to say, oh yeah, he's going to be found guilty. My cousin said so. These people hate him so much. He who hateth his brother is a murderer. So you just go right on ahead. God will do the judging. Don't worry. But see, if RFK Jr. gets enough of these states, because the Kennedy-Shanahan ticket is officially on the ballot in California, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Michigan, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. And the campaign said it had enough signatures for ballot access in Idaho, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, and Ohio. They have to get at least 15% in four separate national polls of registered or likely voters that meet CNN standards for reporting. And if so, RFK Jr. will be number three in the debate. Then we're going to have a three-way. Oh, isn't that nice? Now, get that out of your head. I said a three-way. We're talking about three candidates debating here. Would that be called mass debating? Arr. Oklahoma is having a teacher shortage, believe it or not. Gee, I wonder why. The Sooner State's already struggling with a significant teacher shortage when legislation was introduced earlier this year to lure former certified teachers back into school, proposing a $7,000 annual signing bonus for up to 5 consecutive years for teachers with at least 3 years of experience. Gee, I wonder if they're going to run background checks on them to make sure that they're not drag queens or pedophiles. You know, maybe we need to have more parents homeschooling their kids in Oklahoma, and then you send a letter saying, oh, don't worry, my child is not going to attend this year because we're putting her in private school. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to file suit against my local taxing district because you don't have enough teachers, you can't keep the schools open, you haven't satisfied state and federal requirements for education, and so why should we pay you people? Close your bloody school down. Turn it into a job training center. Put certified people in there that have experience, like Mike Rowe. They could teach people things, like how to start your own business. We need the moms and pops back, folks. Senator Whitehouse, not to be confused with the building, we're talking about Sheldon Whitehouse, the Democrat from Rhode Island, raising questions about Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's interview with the Wall Street Journal, calling it improper. That this is more political theater, folks. I'm not even going to go into this, even though the Senate Judiciary Committee is undertaking investigative work into the facts about right-wing billionaires funding certain Supreme Court justices' lifestyles. Well, at least it's not like half of Congress has probably been blackmailed by Jeffrey Epstein and his ilk. Unaired video, by the way, allegedly shows Nancy Pelosi admitting responsibility for not having the National Guard at the Capitol on J6. Oh, yeah. Politico is reporting that she was shown in a video shot by her daughter, documentarian Alexandra Pelosi, recently provided to congressional investigators by HBO. It was never aired, nor did she provide it to the J6 committee when it was supposedly investigating the riot. Well, of course they can't. They got to stack the deck. They don't want Pelosi out there admitting that, yeah, I should have had the guard there. We wouldn't have had this problem. No, she wanted to set all these people up. That was all part of the trap. So now there's an unaired video out there. And see, you would be able to see this video if you subscribe to our email blast. Here's something else interesting, a bit much for Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, don't you think? Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani got up there, labeling Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, who pursued the now-stalled Georgia election case against him, former President Trump and others, last Friday night, called her a hoe. Fani the hoe, drawing laughs and cheers from the audience at the Reawaken America tour in Sterling Heights, Michigan, at a church. Called her a hoe in front of a fairly religious audience. Wow. Well, what do they do to hoes? Do they stone them these days? I don't think so. But then he closes out his speech by saying, I could drop the hoe part if she just quit and go away. Wow. Yeah, of course you knew that Mother Jones was going to have reporters there sharing a video on X showing Giuliani insulting Willis. Yeah. At a Reawaken America tour? At a church? Really? Okay. Wow. Where's all the common sense gone? Long time passing. Yeah. We'll be back with Jason Shepherd after these words. Very important words from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxins, toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we here on this Tuesday Central Time. And of course, before I was messing with you here when I said that Jason Shepherd was going to come on and talk about, this high grade fentanyl that he's messing with. And I wasn't being totally facetious. I mean, I know I was messing with you, but believe it or not, Jason Shepherd is the founder of Wimkin Social Media and the Fentanyl Test. Now, oh my gosh. I really think that Wimkin is a partner in the first and only FDA approved CLIA waived over the counter fentanyl dip test. Now, this literally within 5 minutes, you get a positive or negative result. Jason Shepherd, welcome to the show. I mean, all the druggies going to go on buy this kit now so they can test to see how good their stuff is? Or
thank you, Dave. I really appreciate you having me.
We're being gaslit.
You know what? It's almost – so we never want to advocate – you know, I've been asked that question so many times. You know, they attributed to when, you know, the administration, current administration was passing out crack pipes.
But,
but essentially, you know, I was asked the other day if, you know, you're going to see this on the streets of San Francisco or something to where they're actually giving these out government-wise. And we actually sort of want that because, to be quite honest with you, you're never going to curb drug use. That's not going to happen. But we can save countless lives with this test that actually the reason why our test is so different is that, in terms of dip card, we're the first FDA cleared dip card test, which will return results within 5 minutes on a urine test. Now, right now, parole officers, probation officers, even prisons aren't testing for this substance because it's too expensive. You have to send it off to a lab, generally between $80 and $300, which you're actually getting. You know, the taxpayers are going to have to pay for this. So it's not something they like to do. If there's suspicion or something, yes, they'll do that. But this is where you're seeing all the overdoses, because these individuals that are on probation and parole, they don't know how to regulate this, but they know how to beat that test. And that test is getting, if they want that opiate high, they'll utilize fentanyl to do it. So we actually do want this on the streets first and foremost, because, you know, these individuals too, with our test, every law enforcement officer, every user, again, not advocating for drug use, but you're seeing fentanyl poisonings every day. We're on pace to hit 220,000 deaths this year from fentanyl alone. And obviously the border crisis and everything coming across every day, we probably have more than enough to kill an entire state full of people just coming across that border in one day on the illegals alone. But so our tests, obviously, too, there's never been one before that an addict can actually use and would use, because it destroys their product. So an addict's not going to do that. There's no doubt about that. But ours, basically any surface that you actually put down the strip on, rub it on the surface, any powder, gel, broken pill, even liquids. You could dip this in a liquid, but all you do is you're going to dip our buffer liquid on the actual test strip, and then you can preserve that, whatever you're testing, preserve the substance, preserve the surface for evidence. First one that's ever done that. So it's huge. But that would honestly save so many lives, too. So I kind of do want to see it out there on the streets, to be honest with you, and people actually testing their substances. If they're going to snort, cocaine or whatever they're used to doing, why not test it? It costs $5 to make sure you're safe.
Yeah, this is I mean, you're right about the fact, Jason, that you've got people out there that are just, they want to somehow get out of the gene pool. But I mean, it's like, here, have a Tide Pod. I mean, there are stupid people out there that just insist on getting high because they got nothing better to do. And life to me is just like, I was going to create a new drug. I did a commercial for called Damitol. For those that are depressed and want to end life, I have to make light of some of this stuff, because there are people out there that are that stupid. And if they can afford $5, now the thing is, you don't have to actually pee on the strip. you can take it. You can take your whatever it is that you've got. You can dip this test strip in and see whether it's positive or negative. In 5 minutes, you get a result. Or now, does it actually tell you the grade of the fentanyl? You know, the quality of it, or does it tell, or just the presence of it?
So it's actually not going to tell you the grade, or anything. It's just going to tell you that it's positive for fentanyl. Which at that point in time, hopefully every single addict that would actually touch this would say, okay, we're not going to do this, or at least go back to the dealer and say, give me something that's not. Now, let's be honest too. $5 is a lot when it comes down to an addict. They don't want to spend that. I mean, a lot of people are spending $5 to get whatever substance they're getting. So, but the cutting agents, that's what's killing people when they're cutting these drugs. But realistically too, you know, again, that's a huge situation where we want to save lives. And we hope the government will actually pick some of these up to do this and help people that are actually going through addictions and whatnot. But this is more geared towards law enforcement. You know, there's a story every single day about an officer, an EMT, or a firefighter that has been exposed to a substance and they have to be Narcan or unfortunately pass away.
I'm just going to ask you about that.
All the time, yes. So Narcan. That's when it comes down to a surface. A hospital worker sees a spill. I mean, so fentanyl comes in liquid form too. You touch the strip to it, you know, hey, I can't touch this. And let's be honest, some of these fentanyl protections, they don't, this stuff is becoming so potent where it's actually pure grade fentanyl, which is 1,000 times stronger than heroin. I mean, it takes just literally a milligram to kill you. So, and you know, I was just on Stacey Washington about 2 weeks ago and she blew my mind with the story, but one of her, I guess, callers was on vacation and their 2 year old, they were on vacation in Mexico. Their 2 year old somehow got into a part of the place where they were staying and got accidentally poisoned by fentanyl powder and died on vacation at 2 years old. So this is something that people need, and it's affordable. And over-the-counter test, if you think that, you know, your loved one or someone you want to test that's actually utilizing something before it becomes a problem, they're $19.99. That's for an entire dip card test that, you know, you're going to have results right there. We're not trying to break the bank. We're not trying to, you know, let's be kind of facetious here. We're not trying to kill people's pocketbooks. We're trying to save their lives 100%. And, you know, we can do that. Obviously, FDA approval was very expensive, but mass production and things, we've perfected the science to where we can keep this on a level to where it's not going to break anybody's bank.
Okay, it's called thefentanyltest.com. That's the website, folks. And I, you know, I don't want to dwell on this subject the entire time because we know how serious this is, and we've heard horror stories, even in the school district that I was in. Mothers are getting on Facebook and reporting the fact that next door that their kids ingested fentanyl. They got Skittles or something that was laced with this stuff and died. And they're mourning online. And it's like, you know, public school is, they really need to get a grip on this situation because I think that's where most of the exposure is. And if they're going to put a clamp down on schools and school safety, you know, they really either need to figure out a way to get rid of public schools or they, you know, so everybody can homeschool. That way they're not exposed to this garbage or they're going to have to get a handle on something like what you're doing right now. So I commend you for that. The other thing that we're talking about is while this fentanyl crisis is going on, so are our southern and northern border issues with these illegal immigrants, a lot of gotaways coming across the border, and everybody knows it. And I'm constantly hearing reports about everybody buying food, guns, and ammo. And then you got people like George Allen Kelly in Arizona that calls the authorities after he thought he shot somebody and gets himself in trouble. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Why would you do that? I mean, we've been making light of, you know, 40 acres, 12 hogs, and a chipper shredder. There you go. Illegal immigrant disposal unit. You know, who's going to know if they trespass on your land? I mean, they're not going to be missed. Especially the gotaways. I mean, you know, we're in a crisis situation here and people are not taking this thing seriously. And then we got this moron that poops in his diaper all the time with a mental acuity of office furniture that sniffs women's hair and munches ice cream cones like he's diddling his daughter in the shower, sitting there gaslighting us, telling us, oh, there's nothing wrong with what's going on at the border right now. I mean, you know, what's your take on all of this? We're being gaslit, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, the Biden administration on this border, there hasn't been any. I mean, literally, you've seen Texas have to fight the federal government to protect their state. I mean, legitimately, the feds went against Texas trying to stand up for themselves and say, we don't want these illegal crossings. Well, Texas Border Security come in here and clean this up. They weren't even allowed to do that. They were fought to do that. So they don't care what's coming across. And this is why we went, you know, as a patriot and doing what I do with Wimkin, of course, I get a lot of people saying, why would you go after the FDA clearance? Now, there's a major reason why we went after the FDA clearance. It's because the government has to turn around and tell us we don't care about this crisis. We don't care about this epidemic, and we don't care that this is killing people. Now, if they're willing to go out there and say that, great. If not, they have to buy this test from us and start saving people's lives because we're the only one that has that clearance. And so that's why we're doing this. I mean, and but yeah, it's been nothing but an absolute joke. And now this, we're going to curb it at 2,500 a day. That's still 75,000 a month after you've had, I don't even know how many illegals that came across. And, you know, it's I hate to laugh about it because you really can't. But you could see right through this. They're trying to get these illegal votes. There's no doubt about that. Yep. They're trying to get Texas, Arizona guaranteed. And Texas is not going to work, but you never know about Arizona.
You never know. Well, I mean, they've just, you know, they're investigating pay-for-play schemes against the governor now, as you probably are well aware. And the thing is that people were watching the Hunter Biden trial. He's been found guilty on all three counts. And so, you know, I mean, they still got the invasion or the tax evasion trial in California in September. But this here with what he's doing and the fact that these mules are bringing fentanyl and other drugs across the border is a problem. And so this is one of the reasons why you were probably motivated to go ahead and look into this situation with a way to test for fentanyl so that especially law enforcement, I guess I could ask a logical question. Since you invented this thing and it's been FDA approved, has law enforcement been contacting you to purchase these kits?
So we're actually in the process right now, Dave, of actually contacting them. You know, us being in Pennsylvania, we have an incredible representative named Joanne Stair, and she is pushing it, what's called House Bill 2161, to where that is actually going to make sure it's at least a mandatory life sentence for anybody who sells fentanyl, and it costs a life. You know, now a lot of dealers, I don't think most dealers want to kill their clientele. I mean, let's be honest here, but they just don't know where they're getting it from. It's all coming from cartels. It's all coming from that border. So they don't know. You know, one bag could end up killing countless people. And so it's time for people to get really hard on that, which is what we're seeing. But yes, we want this in every single law enforcement's hands in the country. We want it in border security, DHS. We want it everywhere. We want it in schools. We want it in, you know, army barracks. We want it everywhere. I mean, let's be honest here. It's something that just touching something, 3 grains of salt, the size of 3 grains of salt can kill you. And, you know, that's not how anybody's life should ever end.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, I remember way back when in the 70s, you know, people would go into Pizza Hut and sit down and the cheese that's on the table and they'd sprinkle it on their pizza and somebody put LSD in it and these people ended up dying. So, you know, I mean, this garbage, and then there was the Tylenol poisoning in Kansas City. I was doing morning drive when that came out. And sadly got to report on James Lewis and what he did, dosing that Tylenol. So, you know, when we're dealing with stuff like this, I mean, we have laws in place. It's just that they're not being enforced. That's half the problem because they're too busy going after Christians and Republicans and people that are, you know, right wing, gun toting, America loving, freedom loving people. And now you've got an Ohio sheriff out there with crime stemming from the border crisis calling for renewal of the death penalty. Do you have the insight on that?
I mean, so I don't have specifically information on that. I've actually not been able to be on my phone for about 3 hours on a flight, but I didn't know Hunter Biden got found guilty either, which is fantastic news. Thank you for that. But, you know, as far as what I've seen, I mean, if you don't toughen up these, you know, immigration aspects, first and foremost, you know, not let these illegals in, but when they do break the law, certainly deport them. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, when they commit a crime here and it's, you know, honestly punishable by the death penalty, sure. If you're in America committing that crime, even though you're not from here, you should still get that penalty, in my mind.
Yeah, well, this is Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones that basically has come out and said he's angry, adding he could go on and on about the destruction that illegal immigrants cause. He says people are fed up. We want something done. I don't know that we can stand Biden being here. And this is just a sample of what he's done. Lord, help us all. Over the last 3 years, he said 1,000 illegal immigrants were thrown in his jail for committing 2,000 crimes, many violent in nature. So, I mean, this is what we're dealing with, and this is one of the reasons why this was included in my show notes. I mean, there's a lot of other sheriffs. I mean, Polk County, Florida, Grady Judd, I'm sure you've heard of him. He's made the news a lot lately, and he basically said, look, if they come to your door and they kick your door in, shoot them, kill them. A lot of Texas residents are doing it, but, I mean, the last thing I would do is think that law enforcement is going to side with you if you take on an illegal immigrant, but we're at a point right now where Americans are faced with the possibility that when these people and their debit cards run out of money, they're going to go out and commit a crime. I mean, we had a lady in Ohio in a shopping center parking lot walk up and stab a 3-year-old to death and stab her mom. And then she goes into court and starts smirking at the cameras. I mean, she didn't care. This is the same kind of concept. These illegal immigrants don't care because they know, hey, you know, they'll just let you out. Don't worry. I mean, we have to start cracking the whip. If we don't, they're just going to take control of us.
I completely agree with you. I mean, and you've seen now it's very big news, the squatting stories and how these individuals are saying, here's how to get free housing when you come over illegally.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's never in the 3.5 years of running my platform and what we've been through with that, with, you know, fighting government, fighting big tech, mainstream media, never in my life that I think we would still get to this point. So it blows my mind every single day. Something, it's almost like, in no pun intended here, it's like the next day trumps the one before, because the most absurd things, the most absurd headlines, and the fact that, you know, law enforcement is letting us get away with these people get away with this. It's wild.
So when you are talking to people in the process of all of this, word on the street, just kind of stuff. I mean, people, they run into you and you talk to them and you get in a conversation. What reaction are you getting? I mean, if you're in Pennsylvania, obviously that's kind of, I don't even call it a purple state. I don't know what to call it anymore. But, you know, I just know that Pennsylvania Dutch country was probably the best memories of my childhood. And I know these people are God-fearing, but even they can succumb to this garbage. I mean, what kind of word on the street are you getting when you talk to people? What's the reaction?
Well, so we're headquartered in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's a very liberal city, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And there's still immigration aspects. Pittsburgh's not very kind to immigrants, at least, you know, I think there's a common sense level here because we are a steel town. We are a blue collar ethic. But, you know, when it comes down to, you know, we haven't really had a chance to market this product yet because we did just get the approval and we just mass produced about 400,000 tests so far. But, you know, I hope it would be okay because, again, you know, to test your substances and things, it's only going to cost you $5. You can test. I don't really know how drugs work in terms of how much you get at a time, but it's worth it to make sure you're going to save your life, because with this substance, it's killing people. And these immigrants are getting it. We had an individual here in Pittsburgh at the Greyhound station about, I want to say, 5 to 6 months ago that was caught, supposedly it was 6 kilos of heroin. Now, if they had the test correctly, they would have known that it was a cutting agent. But they had stated that he had 6 kilos of fentanyl. 6 kilos of fentanyl could kill probably 20 million people easily.
Well, you probably kill the guy that was carrying it for sure.
That's so they had that wrong. But at the same time, this was an illegal immigrant that they let just go. They didn't give a bond. So, you know, the court systems just don't care, plain and simple. And I can't believe we're living in an age where that's the truth.
And then when we react, we get punished for it, you know, because we're trying to defend ourselves, defend our kids, defend our family. And then you get these illegal immigrants. What in Pittsburgh? I mean, because of the fact that you think it's liberal, how many crimes have been committed notoriously by illegal immigrants where they've actually come out in the media and said an illegal immigrant just killed or raped or stole, you know, shoplifted or whatever? I mean, the incident rate, how is it there?
Good luck with getting the Pittsburgh media to report on any of that. That would not happen. I would rather say it's an American citizen right now than it was an actual illegal immigrant. So I have no statistics for you on that. I'm sorry. But, you know, Our office is a block away from the Pittsburgh Greyhound station. And all I know is business owners down there. And business owners are extremely upset about this because these individuals are coming in and expecting not to pay for things. They are urinating on the sidewalks. They're doing so much. And there's homeless encampments again when they'd actually just eradicated this about 3 months ago. So it's really bad. Business owners are leaving the cultural district where our office is. And they're leaving, you know, the inner city limits because we're talking about businesses that have been there 50 years. They just had enough of it and they don't see it ever getting better. And it's just the way it works right now.
Wait till these people start camping out at Three River Stadium. Oh, God, I can't wait. My God. You know, see, this is the thing, folks. And we would consider this, is Pittsburgh a sanctuary city? Are they declared such?
So we were actually declared such. Now, we haven't seen an influx, I don't think, like a New York has, where it's not manageable. But, you know, it's certainly noticeable. And I think it's probably noticeable everywhere that this is happening. But, you know, we're probably getting close to a tipping point with this, and where they're going to start saying hotels need to have these people, and God knows what else they're going to try to do. So it's getting to that point.
Yeah, they got people moving in Massachusetts with people taking them in their homes and whatnot. And I'm just like, look, some of these people probably have very good intentions, but there's a lot of people coming across the border right now that could care less about human life. And they're here and we have a problem. But anyway, thefentanyltest.com is the website. Jason Shepherd, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the lowdown on the fact that there is now a test out there that's FDA approved that people can find out that fentanyl exists in certain situations. We appreciate it. God bless you for the work you're doing, sir, and good luck with your venture.
Thank you so much, Dave. Always appreciated it.
You bet. We'll be back with Perry A. after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.